The White Sox looking to snap a 7-game road losing streak Friday night against the Mariners. Jose Quintana on the mound taking on Ariel Miranda for Seattle. Both starters brilliant in this one. Which one would blink first? Let's find out in the second.
Looks in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball again into left center field. But backing up this time is Garcia. He's there. Will make the catch. Danny will tag and score. Danny Valencia coming in from third easily. The throw in is going to be cut off by Tim Anderson. Ben Gamble with a sacrifice fly deep to left center field. Garcia making the catch, and the Mariners have a 1-0 lead. Picked up Miranda in a deal at the end of July last year for Wade Miley. The stretch and the 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss and a splitter down and away for strike three, and that will retire the side. Strikeout number 9 for Ariel Miranda, and he now has a new career high in strikeouts. 9 strikeouts through just 5 innings of work. How about that? That's it for the White Sox in the 5th inning.
The 2-0 pitch to Abreu. He swings, clobbers his high deep. It's gone. This is a tie game, no doubt about it. Up to the second deck. Above the out-of-town scores. Absolutely crushed. And Abreu, his second career home run against Miranda, has tied this game up at 1 in the 6th inning. Quintana takes a sign, winds, and now fires home. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Good changeup to get Nelson Cruz. That is strikeout number 5 through 6 innings. The 2-2 to Motter. It's strike 3 called on the lower inside corner. That is a pitcher's pitch from Quintana. He has struck out 6 over 7 innings.
The windup and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball for strike 3. Goes away, strikes out.
Larry Garcia leads at 3rd. 2 outs tied in the 10th. Here comes the 0-2. Swinging a line drive right field. Wide open pasture with Gamble lined up towards the gap in right center. And with that, Leury Garcia scoring easily from 3rd. Melky Cabrera slides into 2nd. And he has given the White Sox a 2-1 lead with 2 outs in the top of the 10th.
The White Sox winning in extras 2-1. David Robertson picks up the victory, pitching 2 innings of scoreless, hitless relief. Jose Quintana went the first 8 and was absolutely brilliant, allowing just 1 run off 1 hit with 7 Ks. Scott Service's squad slipped to 3 games under 500 after Friday's loss to the White Sox. Here's the skipper talking to the media after the game.
We just witnessed here tonight. Both guys, I thought Ariel Miranda might have been his best outing of the year. Really, you know, lively fastball, cut right through their order, got the off-speed stuff going. Really, really impressive. You know, he made the one mistake to Abreu. I left a changeup or split finger up on a 2-0 count. So other than that, though, you can't say enough about the job he did. Unfortunately, their guy was just as good, if not a little bit better, which Quintana can do. So obviously very well pitched game, and you know, bright side for us. I thought Eddie Diaz threw the ball really well tonight. So you know, get him back moving in the right direction is a definite positive for us. But you know, they shut us down. You know, they pitched very well. We didn't get much going offensively, and you know, that was kind of the story of the game. You know, you could kind of see that game developing, you know, as it went along, and you know, it was going to take a break or a big hit by us. We just didn't get it.
Diaz bouncing back, I mean, that's a pretty big sign for you.
Very positive. You know, Eddie's been working with Mel the last couple days and trying to get some, you know, staying back over the rubber, giving his arm a chance to get up, and it really was tonight. The breaking ball came back. That's the slider we're used to seeing out of Eddie, and we're going to need it. You know, there's no doubt he's going to be a big part of our bullpen and hopefully, you know, work his way back, you know, into that 9th inning spot. But definite positive, you know, move for him tonight.
Edwin Diaz pitched 2 innings of scoreless relief for Seattle on Friday, but it was not enough as the Mariners lost in extras against the White Sox. Here's the closer talking to reporters after the game.
I feel good, you know, when I came to the game. You know, I got left for day working on something, you know. We tried to put it on the game, you know, everything went good for us.
The mechanics that you're working on, what's different?
You know, we try to keep it simple, you know, staying back in the rubber, you know. I just thinking stay back and throw my pitch down in the sun. Just get my arm quick to the play, you know, staying back is, yeah, I just think every time stay back. And that helped me a lot.
Does it feel different to throw that way or to position yourself that way?
No, yeah, feel pretty good, you know. Just something simple like staying back, you know, when I pitching before, I was going a little bit quick. You know, staying back helped me a lot to get my arm in front. No, I felt pretty good hitter. You know, they got a really good lineup, you know. I first the middle of the lineup, you know, I attack them and finish it with my slider.
The series continues Saturday. Mike Pelfrey takes the mound for Chicago against Yovani Gallardo for Seattle.